You remember the statistics from last week? Marriage and Divorce Magazine's recent national survey showed that 1 out of 2 marriages end in divorce. But when a couple actively attends church together, commits their life to Christ, and prays and reads the Bible together, the divorce rate drops to 1 out of 1,100, folks. That is what Jesus Christ does for you in your marriage. All right. Next question. Ask yourself, can we grow together? Ideally, your love for each other should grow as the years pass. Youth and beauty, of course, and strength are going to pass at least the way you were. But if you want a good guide for love, let's do this. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Eric is patient. Eric is kind. Of course, you're going to add your name. You understand that, right? All right, so add your name. Is patient, is kind. If you don't like talking about yourself in third person, then say, I am patient, I am kind, I am not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. You hear what I'm saying? That is a really good way to measure yourself. Substitute your name. Remember that you're making a lifelong commitment. Finally, am I willing to work hard together to make it work? You will do many things in your life, but if you want it to work, marriage is the hardest thing you will ever do in your entire life. Why? Because you are two different, free-willed individuals who probably have been raised differently. It's a battle of the wills, not love. Remember the Hollywood myth. It's a battle of trust and respect, not feelings and infatuation. So, what is our scripture for today? Let's read it together. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Can you carry through with that definition of love with the grace of God? But can you carry through with that definition of love based on feelings and infatuation? Can you? No, absolutely not. You've got to ask yourself, do I trust him or her? Can I respect him or her? Do I like his or her family? Do I want her or him to bear or father my children? Does he or she represent God's very best for me? Can we communicate? Can I commit to him or her my entire person? Can we compromise? Can we grow together? And am I willing to work hard together with that person? Amen? Well, next week, we're going to be talking about the long-anticipated sermon. Sex, what's love got to do with it? And make sure you invite your friends and see where God leads us through that topic. But I do want you to know, next week we will have Children's Church, which I'm very excited about. The next 2 weeks we're going to have Children's Church, and it is pre-K through 11 years old or 5th grade in that age range. And so as we talk about these subjects, 6th graders and on up, nothing will be said that 6th graders, probably honestly, that 4th and 5th graders haven't heard. But, you know, for my comfort, I said 6th graders haven't heard and discussed in their own lives. So come, this will be a heart-to-heart talk, and invite your friends. I know that a lot of you have conversations with workmates and such about these issues. And if that's the case, make sure you invite them at least so they have an opportunity to be together with us next week. Let's pray. Gracious and holy God, we thank you for this church. We thank you most of all for you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the grace that you've anointed upon us. Help us, God, as we work through these issues of relationships. Help us, anoint us. Help us understand your will and your way. Help this preacher, God, get out of the way so that your grace and your glory and your power can be felt in this congregation and in this community. We love you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.